I'm David Benedetto, and today I'll be speaking with Claire Givens and Jeremy Phipps of the New Orleans alternative pop group People Museum. They recently released a new EP entitled I Made a Madman Out of Me and You, and will be playing a show at One Eye Jack's on Friday, January 31st. How's it going today, y'all?
It's going well.
It's going awesome.
In a lot of your bios that I've read, there's a phrase that keeps on coming up about looking for a sound that incorporated the feelings of New Orleans in a non-literal way. And I was wondering what that means to you, if you could just explain that a little bit.
Well, I mean, Jeremy was raised here. I've lived here since 2014.
Yeah.
You know, New Orleans is huge on tourism, huge on, like, remembering the past. But there's a culture in New Orleans that's happening with, like, young people that is so interesting and so cool. And I don't think that it gets the respect that it deserves a lot of the time. And I think people get praised over and over again, the same people over and over again, when young people are really innovating brass sounds and sounds of the past, and they're taking it to the future. And basically, that's what I was saying about kind of what we are trying to do. We love New Orleans. We love what New Orleans has done, but we kind of want to, like, take it to the future. Like, I don't want to ever leave New Orleans, but I think New Orleans kind of, people are like, yeah, I got to go somewhere else. I got to go somewhere else to make this thing happen. And we want this to happen here and now, because you can live here as an artist. You can really thrive here. And I want people to stay around, and I want, like, amazing artists to come here, because it only makes everybody else better.
Jeremy, to kind of turn it on to you, I know growing up in New Orleans and playing trombone and jazz bands and then touring with the likes of Solange and Rebel Bucket, it's interesting seeing you transitioning yourself into this pop and alternative range, kind of a genre that uses brass and strings more as an ornament than as an integral part. You really changed that in this sound. I think I feel like the brass and the trombone in particular are very much at the core of this music. Could you talk about, like, writing music like that?
That's one of the things that I care about the most, as far as, like, being a brass player, but also, like, the hardest thing to accomplish, because you don't want to just come across as an ornament, like, and be in the background, but at the same time, you don't want to clutter the music with horns. And that's something, like, every single song and every single performance, like, I think about so much all the time.
The EP starts with this really propulsive percussion on the track Whole Heart.
That was, like, I had just discovered Catronata in, like, the Pink Room. They do this thing called Set the Floor every Saturday. I just do DJ Lil Jodeci, and I just got heavy into, like, the house and like, sort of dance stuff. And I don't really think about it much. It's usually just, like, I just start pressing keys, and it's like, ooh, four on the floor. Like,
what are some upcoming events you have in 2020 that you're looking forward to? And what are your hopes for the new decade?
January 31st, we're going to play at One Eye Jack's with a Baton Rouge band called Ria Rosa and a New Orleans group called Mosquito Eater, which is Julie Odell's group. We're going to be doing a lot of Mardi Gras shows, hopefully. But yeah, 2020, I think, yeah, it's going to be a big time for us.
That was Jeremy Phipps and Claire Givens of the New Orleans musical group People Museum. Their new EP, I Made a Madman Out of Me and You, is out now. Claire, Jeremy, thank you so much for being on.
Thank you.
Thank you.
For Nola V and in New Orleans, I'm David Benedetto.